Kramer with Mission Network News. All eyes are on the ceasefire, but the death toll in Gaza has surpassed 44,000 people. In Lebanon, it's above 3,700. In the midst of these unspeakable losses, Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center says,
"The church is a reflection of the community. So the church is also going through those things. The church is also suffering. The church is also reflecting and thinking, are they doing the right thing, what they need to do?"
People in Beirut are receiving Muslims fleeing from southern Lebanon. Many of the displaced are Shia Muslims, the same branch of Islam as Hezbollah. They don't generally have a good relationship with Christians, but Sharaya says churches are helping to shelter them.
This is a beautiful, beautiful reflection of God's love.
Pray for brothers and sisters in the Middle East navigating these crises. And for many families across the U.S., addiction will be a difficult part of the holidays. According to a 2023 national survey, 17% of Americans aged 12 and older dealt with substance abuse in the previous year. So how can families respond? Brandon Bauer with The Lighthouse says,
"The number one thing that we as Christians need to do at the Thanksgiving or the Christmas table is to just love those who are there. Show them the love of Jesus, even if things are rough and the attitudes are raging. A second thing would be just to help them through the process, help process things in life."
The Lighthouse's new publication called What Do I Do Now is a guide for family members to approach those who are struggling with life-altering addictions. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.